Sunday Sleeve of Makar Sankranti. A very special message is being given to humanity. The message which was first given about 5,000 years back by the Jagadguru, Lord Sri Krishna. The same message is now given as a clarion call not only for Kurukshetra, a place near Delhi, but the entire humanity for the planet Earth. This call comes to you from Mount Shambhala, which is directly linked with the unseen but physically present Shambhala somewhere around Himalayas. That this Mount Shambhala is linked with Himalayas is a proven fact by the showering of ice cubes and a layer of ice being covering this place for 10 or more days. The link with Shambhala you have to understand by this figurative, metaphorical occurrence in nature. Since many years, to be exact, since 1850, humanity is being groomed for the special type of education which we are now going to impart from this place worldwide through our website. Till now, the education is of the mind, the development of the mind, the organization of the mind. And what is mind? It is the controller of the five senses. So, the mind has the knowledge acquired from the five senses. If the mind is not behind the sense, that particular sense is not useful. For example, you may be seeing, but if your mind is elsewhere, even though the image is fallen on the retina, you will not recognize it. All of you are aware of this particular occurrence. What is that occurrence? You are thinking about something. Your friend comes before you and goes away. He thinks that you have seen him, but really you have not seen him, even though the vision is working. You are understanding to which point I am driving you? The mind is the real sense. If the mind is not there, your eyes cannot see. If your mind is not there, your ears cannot hear. If your mind is not there, even though you are eating, you don't know what you are eating. You ask any of your children what they are eating, they don't know what they are eating because their mind is not there. So our five senses are active because of the mind. And whatever data or whatever education we are having is only the education of the mind. But beyond mind is the deciding factor, buddhi, which decides what type of action you should take from the experiences given to you by nature through your five senses. The mind receives it, analyzes it, groups it, makes a compartment in the brain and stores it. The mind is like a librarian. It is just like a librarian. The librarian has all the knowledge in the world. At least whatever it is in this library. He knows where that particular matter or subject is, but he can't use it. That is what is happening to our education now. Nature is very patient. It takes its own time. So it took about 5,000 years for the nature to make you feel that mental development, the development of mind, is not enough. The decisive factor, the determining factor, Nirnayatmaka Buddhi, is important. The material by itself has no value, but if we can decide which way to go, that Buddhi is the present education that we are going to impart from here, and it will take over the world by storm within 4 years. Education of Buddhi. That is why the education of Buddhi, which was not permitted to a common man, you may ask why he is not allowed to use it, because he doesn't know how to determine it. I heard about a story. A king was vexed with human employers, so he employed a monkey. So one day he was sleeping, and the monkey was trying to just to do what you people now wanted to do. What is it? The fly is coming on the face and you want to brush it off. So the monkey was also doing the same thing, but the fly was not going away. So what did the monkey do? It smashed on the head of the king. I don't know what happened to the fly, but you all know what happened to the king. What happened? He has a smashed head. So, you got the moral of the story? Decision is okay, but correct decision is what is required. And if you are imparted with the ability to decide just like the monkey, our mind is like a monkey. So you will decide to smash the heads. But what you are supposed to do? You are simply to remove the fly by a whisk of your hand. But because you can't understand the results of your actions, something very dangerous happens. And that is why the mantra for awakening the Buddhi was not imparted to the common man few years back. There is no secret there. Everybody knows the secret of the atomic energy, E is equal to mc squared. Who doesn't know it? Every intermediate student knows it. And if you have access to the Encyclopedia Britannica, you know the method of forming, preparing and handling a bomb also. It is written directly there. But you don't know how to mix these two, the knowledge and the practical application. So you understand now what is Buddhi? Buddhi is having knowledge and then the ability to utilize the knowledge for a purpose. That is Buddhi. And at present, all of us don't have any Buddhi. Our culture shows it. Our advertisements show it, that we don't have any intellect, Buddhi. Cigarette smoking is injurious to health. How funny it is that in a society which says it is intelligent, it says it is knowledgeable. It wants government to write on the cigarette packets that smoking is injurious to health. And even when the government writes it, you don't follow it. So you don't have a ability to decide what to do and what not to do. I know many people who talk something silly about many people, very nonsensical statements, which are not correct at all. But they never give an iota of whatever positive points they have about whom they are talking about. Nowhere in the Filmfare magazine or in the film magazines I have seen the positive points of a hero or a heroine listed. All scandals are given. Their unnecessary food habits are given. Who cares what they eat? Probably we care. If not, why should they give? And why should you buy it after paying 50 or 60 rupees? When I say you pay some 50 or 60 rupees for Bhagavad Gita, you think about it. No, it is very costly. You got the point? You are just absorbing knowledge and unnecessary knowledge. When Einstein was asked about the velocity of sound, he said, go and refer a book. Why should you ask me? It is written in the book. Memorizing has become a part of education. And unnecessary memorizing. Who invented penicillin? Is it necessary to know who invented penicillin? Is it a question to be asked in science? You ask the misuses of penicillin. Why penicillin is banned? We don't know. Why paracetamol is banned? We don't know. In many countries, paracetamol is banned. But even I am forced to use paracetamol when something is problematic with temperature or pain. You are understanding? Knowledge doesn't mean that you have the intelligence. If you have the intelligence, you should not use them. DDT is banned. I don't know whether it is banned in India or not. Even if it is banned, it is available. But I certainly know that even in African countries, the so-called back countries, even they don't use paracetamol. One of my friends have gone to New Zealand and they returned from there and said that without a doctor's prescription, you can't get any medicine in medical shops. You can't. There must be a doctor's prescription. And because my friends who went to New Zealand or use it for antibiotics, especially through erythromycin, and when they told the doctor there, he said, at your risk, you take it. You give me in writing that I have not prescribed this erythromycin. You have prescribed yourself at your own risk. You give it in writing and then only I will give it as a prescription. Because you are suffering and you say that that medicine works for you, that is your experience. As a doctor, I can't give it. But, you know, drug addicts, even doctors give those drugs if their pain becomes unbearable. You are understanding what I am trying to tell you? A simple antibiotic which you misuse is not even prescribed by the doctors elsewhere. And we say that we are intelligent country. We are not intelligent country. We are mental countries. You know mental what it means? Mad. We only know how to accumulate knowledge. And as parents, we are such a fool that we never ask whether you are ward. Child has learned the subject or not. You ask how much marks you got. And if he says he has got 95% marks, you are happy. Do you really believe that your son has 95% knowledge? Do you really believe it? Is it possible? But today when I see the mark lists of some particular institutions, everyone above 90. And as parents we say, my son has got so many marks. You are understanding what I am trying to tell. Memory is what you are imparting. collection of data is what you are imparting. And you say it is education, it is not education. The real education, which we are now calling it as new era education, has to be commenced. But before commencing that education, we should have certain fundamental knowledge of our body, of our environment, and our relationship with the body and environment. We don't have any knowledge of this. We don't have any knowledge of our bodies. Even the doctors do not have the full knowledge of our bodies. The controlling centers in our body, the endocrine glands, no doctor knows. He just knows that they operate. He just knows that they are useful. He just knows that if they are functioning in a balanced way, you are healthy. If they are not functioning properly, you are either hypo or hyper. It has to be correctly balanced. There must be a harmony between all the centers. That is why they are called hormones. Under, you get hypodiseases. Over, you get hyperdiseases. So thus is the education with which we are going to commence the new era education. In modern terminology, it is known as endocrinology. In our ancient mystics language, it is known as the chakras. But don't confuse chakras with glands. Chakras are completely independent of glands, but the glands are completely dependent on chakras. You understand this statement. The chakras are independent of glands. Whether the glands function or not, the chakras function. But the glands are entirely dependent on chakras. If the chakra is not correct, know for certain that the gland is not correct. But if the gland is not working properly, it does not mean that the chakra is not correct. The chakra may be correct. Got the point? So that is the first thing which we have to educate. And I want those persons who are hearing this and those who are going to hear this through you, learn about endocrinology as quickly as possible. Don't say, I don't have time. Nature doesn't give time, you remember it. You have to create the time and learn about endocrinology. A wonderful book about the relationship between endocrinology and chakras is written by Alice A. Bailey, Soul and Its Mechanism. I have given a brief introduction in Telugu also for it, Jivatma Dani Parikaralu. So this is the first thing which this website will teach you. Man, know thyself. First you understand about yourself. You learn in terms of glands and chakras. The entire humanity in the time of Lord Krishna was divided into four chakras. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtva guna karma vibhagashah. The Kshatriyas are the Muladhara Chakra people, the business people. Vaishyas are the Swadhisthana Chakra people. The scientists are the Manipuraka Chakra people. And those who follow exactly the word of the teachers were known at that time having contact the sparsha of the guru, that is the brahmanas, anahata chakra people. I'm talking about 5,000 years back. And now we have one more chakra very active, the visuddhi chakra. The entire world is misusing the power of speech, the power of throat, walk, So when you compare the times about 5000 years back, there were only four chakras active, and now the fifth chakra is active for all humanity. There are two more chakras which we as the messengers of the divine rulers of this world, who rule actually this planet Earth. When planet Earth suffers, it does not go to a man and say, I am suffering. It is we who are spoiling the environment. We are making the planet Earth suffer. Then where does she go? It goes to a particular consciousness which we in India call it as Vishnu, which the theosophists call it as the second logos. It goes to him in the form of a cow. You have to understand the allegory in it. In the form of a cow, the planet Earth goes to the invisible but the real ruler of this entire solar system. Not only planet Earth, all the planets. He goes to the Vishnu and asks, come, redeem. That is what is known as the avatara. So this avatara, you can contact only if you have your Ajna and Sahasrara chakras active. In endocrinology, we are going to study all these five centers, five cosmic chakras, the Muladhara chakra, who rule as politicians, the Swadhisthana chakra, who rule the business world. Yesterday, I went to a movie, Guru, and there a villager is shown to grow into a great businessman. Anyone who is sure that his Swadhisthana chakra is active can experiment on that. The condition is, he should have his Swadhisthana chakra active. If it is not there, you can't become a businessman. So that is the revolution we are going to bring. You just can't say, I am going to read this and I want to become this. By birth you will be told which chakra is active in you. Those who have the Muladhara have to become politicians, statesmen. There is no other way for them. That is what Lord Krishna says when he says, Swadharme nidhanam shreyaha paradharmo bhayavaha. He is talking about the chakra language. And we are going to talk and make this chakra language very familiar, first through website and next through Mount Shambhala. So this Mount Shambhala is going to be the center for all these revolutions if you care to work for it. In the end, you remember, it is you have to decide whether you will do it or not. Yadechasi tadhak. Nobody else can do it. If you are interested, you can do it. So if you want to impart real politics to the world, you should know about Muladhara Chakra. If you want to give real business people to the world, you should know about Swadhisthana Chakra. If you want a real scientist, the Manipuraka Chakra must be activated. If you want to be an actor, and when I say an actor, I am not talking about a film actor. A physicist is an actor for Newton and Einstein. You got the point? It is not his knowledge. A physicist is acting a role of a physicist directed by Newton, Einstein or any other scientist. You got the point what anahata means? You don't think about only these film actors. They are also actors. They act by a physical director. But who doesn't have his own knowledge and intellect, but is directed by others' intellect? is an actor. So our education system is an acting. We will teach it. We will teach people how to gather knowledge. We don't know how to gather knowledge. We just don't know. Yesterday I was talking about Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet. All of you should become very proficient with that book. That book must become your Bible. Many Mansions is the title of the book, written by Gina Cerminara, G-I-N-A-C-E-R-M-E-N-A-R-A. This I have been telling you since last 3 or 4 years, and many of you are not so proud owner of those books. You are not proud because you have not read it. But you can be proud because you have it. Teach people about the possibility of the new man who has not only the 5 senses, along with the 5 senses, the 5 divine senses, which we call it as Divya attributes. Drishti, Divya Drishti. Shravanamu, Divya Shravanamu. Sparsha, Divya Sparsha. Got the point? So this is the time where the humanity has to learn that the 5 senses are not enough. You have to grow into a Superman. You have to grow into a Prajnaputra. You have to go into Samadhi. You have to know yourself. You have to know the secret doctrine. You have to know how to breathe. This is what I have introduced you as a Guru Satta, to develop these divine senses. The Theosophical Society, the Self-Realization Fellowship, the Aurobindo Society, the Sai Group, the Ramana Maharshi Group, the Ramakrishna Mission, and of course, my Gurudev's Gayatri Parivar. All this based on 2 excellent books written by Vyasa. One is Mahabhagavata, which is of 12 cantos, 12 skandhas. And I want you all to concentrate on the 10th skandha, the life of Lord Krishna. It has got 90 chapters, and I have asked you to read 1 chapter per day for 108 days. And then you read Gita, all the 18 chapters, 1 adhyaya per day. Then only you can have the real background to develop into a real Superman. This real Superman is our goal of education and is based on the endocrinology. But endocrinology is not enough. Just having a knowledge is not enough. You should have a right relationship with people. The entire society now is in doldrums. The entire society. We like fools are thinking that we are living in a society, but all of you who know about sociology say that we are living in a concrete jungle. We are more bad than the wild animals, because wild animals don't have our knowledge. I am not saying our intellect. Knowledge is mind oriented, intellect is buddhi oriented. You should understand the difference. So I am talking, next is what we are going to do here after learning about endocrinology. How do we learn it? By reading that book by Jina Seminara. The title of the book is Many Mansions. And our own Itihasa and Purana, Srimad Bhagavata Purana and Mahabharata Itihasa. Unfortunately, we don't know what is a Purana and what is a Itihasa. And I don't have a time to explain to you now what is a Purana and what is a Itihasa, but know that they are very, very, very powerful titles. Purana is that which is always new, even though it is old. Pura, Nava, even though it is old, it is new. Just like the sunrise. Sunrising in the east is very, 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 very old, old, old incident. But every day it is new. In the same way, the life of Sri Krishna is not 5,000 years old. It repeats every day. Every day the life of Krishna repeats. That is why it is Purana. And those who are more interested in this particular aspect, study my Gurudev. Every day is a new life and every day is a new death. You live a lifetime in one day. That is what Bhagavata will tell you. Endocrinology will tell you how to live a fast life. How to live as if you have five bodies. And after reading Bhagavata and Many Mansions, you should know the right relationship. How should you behave in the society? We have forgotten. None is aware that you are living in a society. Are you? Are you thinking about the society before you do anything? I don't think you are doing it. You are living a very selfish individual life. A very selfish individual life. And many people come to me and say, when they work in a group, they say somebody is bossing them. You deserve to be bossed. Very simple logic. Either you be the boss, or the other man will be the boss. Why come and complain to me? And many people don't know how to live their lives. If you can't adjust yourself to the social conditions, you can't be happy. You can't be happy. That is what Gita tells you. How to adjust yourself? There is a tamasic adjustment. And when I say tamasic, you feel bad. But when you are not deciding and the environment decides, it is tamasic. Are you deciding your social conditions? No. Is it not a fact? Even though you are staying in a democracy, you say that you are the biggest democratic country in the world. But are you really democratic? Can you give voice to your views? Or do you care? I am not saying dare, it is wrong word. You don't care also. And to be honest, and if you don't mind, you don't have any individual ideas. That is tamas. Gita tells about that. It talks about the tamasic adjustments. Pretam bhuta ganas cheva. The tamasic people pray to pretas. That doesn't mean they are talking about the ghosts. Preta means that which doesn't have life. Material things. We are now controlled by materialism, is it not? That is preta. Non-living entities. You want a fridge? You want a TV, you want a car, you want a building, and whoever has this, you say he is happy. He is your ideal. You are tamasic. That doesn't mean that you are wrong. That only shows you are interested in this. Similarly, he talks about the rajasic aspects and the sattvic aspects. The relationship in the society. It has to be adjusted. And that, our sages say, can be done by fire. Fire is the great adjuster. The entire Veda starts with Fire Sukta, Agni Sukta. And the entire Vedas talk about Agni only, fire only. And we know that our Tamasic civilization is also based on Agni. All these minerals by which we are having the so-called luxuries are nothing but the blessing of Agni. Without the blast furnace, you can't have these metals. And without the fire, they can't be molded. You are understanding? So what Gita says is, if the tamasic aspect of Agni can be left alone, if you can go to the rajasic and sattvic aspects of Agni, the civilization will change. And that is the science of rituals, especially the Gayatri Yajna that has been given to us. Why? To have a right relationship in life, you should have a right relationship with two elements. One is sun and the other is water. Mitra Varuna. To have a right relationship with sun and water, Gayatri Mantra, Surya Narayana is very important. Surya is sun. Narayana means the abode of water. Nara means water, Ayana means abode. So sun is the abode of water, is it not? If the sun is not there, the clouds will not be formed. And if the clouds are not formed, you don't have the Narayana, the abode of water. The abode of water is cloud. And you think about a Narayana with four hands and Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, what nonsense. The real Narayana is the cloud. And how can you correlate the four weapons of Narayana, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma, is the science of right relationship. You will learn it slowly. So first is endocrinology. The next is right relationship. First you learn the right relationship between the environment and yourself, automatically all your other things will be settled in the society. That it comes only through yajna. So the yajna as the science of right relationship is being taught here, especially by a very specific yajna called Gayatri Lalita Bhagavata Vishwa Ekikarana Yajna. And many of us who have practiced it say that it gives results, because it places you in the right relationship with the society and the world. Your desires are fulfilled. And after that, you should know about immortality. You should know about a consciousness which is deathless. And that consciousness which is deathless is our Guru's life. Our Guru Parampara's life is deathless. All are immortal. All our Gurus are immortal. Then many people say, why can't I see it? Because you don't deserve it. When I say we have a chief minister, can you go and see him whenever you want? But is there a chief minister or not? Similarly, the gurus are immortal. But when can you say, or when can you see them, when you are useful to them? If you can become useful to them, they will call you. And all of you, with tears in your eyes, come to me and say, I will do your work and the guru's work. Is it a correct statement? Do you want to do the Guru's work? No. And if you really want to do the Guru's work, you need not ask me. You yourself will become the master. So until you can become a depth in understanding the Guru's work, what you have to do is follow all the Gurus. I have given you a Guru Satta, an organized approach to all the Gurus, and this will lead you to immortality, the Akhanda Guru Satta. And all these three things, endocrinology, knowing about yourself, man, know thyself, yajna, or right relationship with you and the universe, and of course the unbroken consciousness, are the three steps. From a very tiny Vamana, you will become three Vikrama. You can conquer all the three worlds. This is in brief what this Mission RK website is going to do. So those who are interested, try to enroll yourself as members of the Mission RK. And be very careful about how you talk about others. Because once you talk ill of others, you know that you are doomed. This is the basic concept with which you should start. Never talk about others' character, about others' weaknesses. Who are you to judge? Judge not that ye be judged, must be our motto to become a member in Mission RK International. So this is the message on Makar Sankranti which I want to go to my website. Jai Gurudev.